you would take your copy of God's Word and turn to Numbers chapter 27. Our reading today begins in verse 12. Though we still have 9 more chapters after this reading in the book of Numbers and 34 chapters in the book of Deuteronomy, we're time-wise coming to the end of the desert wanderings. And it's time for a successor for Moses, the one who has led them out. Moses has lived 120 years, the first 40 as a prince in Egypt, the second 40 as a shepherd on the backside of a desert of Midian, and then the last 40 shepherding the people of Israel, taking them out of the land of bondage, the land of Egypt, and bringing them to the door of the promised land. Yet because of his own sin, striking the rock twice rather than speaking to it the second time, the Lord is preventing him from going. He will be allowed to see the land, but not to enter it himself. That privilege is granted to Joshua. Joshua, his aide, his military commander, the one who bears the name God Saves, or salvation is of God. In this text, several things we ought to note. One is that there is punishment, discipline in this life, even for the choicest of the servants of the Lord. Moses certainly was one of the choice servants of the Lord, but because of his disobedience, there are consequences in this life. David, the man after God's own heart, suffered great consequences of sin in his life. Don't be arrogant, even in your sonship. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Second, Moses was not the last word. First, there was the law and the prophets, but then there's the one who will bring salvation, that will shepherd the people of Israel. Joshua, this man, is a picture of that person to come. Later in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses would speak of a prophet that would come one day and the people were to listen to him. That prophet would have the same name as this man. Just in Greek, it's known as Jesus rather than Yeshua in Hebrew. And finally, notice that there is a passing on of the right. There is a laying on of hands to the one who has the Spirit. Folks, it's very important in your life that when you make major decisions about elders, deacons, husbands, wives, that you can note the work of the Spirit in someone's life, that you can discern the work of that Spirit. And it was made evident to Moses by the hand of God and to all the people. Here they cast the Urim and the Thummim. We're told in the New Testament to be fruit inspectors, that the fruit of a righteous tree is different than the fruit of an unrighteous tree, and we should judge the fruit in people's lives to know if they have the Spirit in them. You just selected elders. Hopefully that was because you looked at their lives and saw the fruit of the Spirit in the life of these men. In the same way, we are to be anxious for the work of the Spirit in our own life. And we see that as the torch, as it were, was passed on from Moses to Joshua. So let us give careful attention to God's Word, beginning in verse 12. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word for you. The Lord said to Moses, "Go up into this mountain of Abarim and see the land that I have given to the people of Israel. When you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was, because you rebelled against my word in the wilderness of Zin when the congregation quarreled, failing to uphold me as holy at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah of Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin." Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Make him stand before Eleazar the priest and all the congregation, and you shall commission him in their sight. You shall invest him with some of your authority, that all the congregation of the people of Israel may obey. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the people of Israel with him, the whole congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and made him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole congregation. And he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord directed through Moses. Thus far the reading of God's word. May he add his blessing to it.